Oh boy, are you going to be mad at me. Why? Because the assignment for Chapter 7 is to see if there's anybody out there who has beaten the market. If you've gone through the presentation, you know that if it were me, I would rename this chapter, Who Has Beaten the Market? Or Can You Beat the Market? And so we're going to find that there are many people who have over significant periods of time. And they ain't just lucky, folks. So let's read the required assignment at the bottom of the assignment page together. The 10-year average annual return of the Standard & Poor's 500 Composite Index was 7.4% from December 31st, 2003 to December 31st, 2013. That's not bad, 7.4%, I'm happy with that. But that's not the long-term average, exactly. The 20-year average rate of return was 9.22% from December 31st of 1993 to December 31st of 2013. So what I want you to do is see if you can find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds. So it's the Standard & Poor's 500, right, they're United States companies, so you want to compare them against domestic stock mutual funds. You could look at growth and income funds, or growth funds, aggressive growth funds, capital appreciation funds, and even take a look at the equity income funds. But remember, the equity income funds are not supposed to beat the S&P 500 because they're not as volatile and they don't lose as much money when things go down. So you're going to try to find at least 10 domestic stock mutual funds that have beaten the S&P 500 over 10 years and see if you can find 5 that have beaten it over 20 years. The 30-year average rate of return was 11%. Now that's more like it. That's more what we would expect over the long term. Well, 10%, but 11% is what it's actually done since, you know, 1925. From December 31st of 1983 to December 31st of 2013. So can you find any domestic stock mutual funds that have been in existence for 30 years or more and have beaten the S&P 500 index over 30 years, 40 or 50 years? So where are you going to look? Well, you could look at the usual places, Yahoo, Morningstar, but you're probably going to want to dig deeper than that. You're going to want to take a look at the mutual fund websites themselves. The mutual funds that have not done well, they're going to do their best to hide that. They don't want you to know. And the mutual funds that have done well often are not as self-promoting as other companies. It's very paradoxical how that happens. In general, mutual fund companies do their best to show how really well they've done, if they've done well, and hide the fact that some of their other mutual funds haven't done well. But the companies that have consistently done well over long periods of times are just more downbeat. And where would you find those companies? Well, you might want to start looking at the section of Chapter 4. You might want to take a look at that Chapter 4 presentation again. And at the very end, we show you how some mutual funds that have done well for decades. So hint, hint, hint. And then optional, up to you. Maybe you're more interested in global stock mutual funds. See if you can do the same for global funds. Or maybe you're interested in a certain area of the world. See. Have fun. That's the key, is for me, is to get your interest piqued, get your interest up, and have you go off on your own and find the areas that most speak to you, that you're most interested in. Okay? So don't be too mad at me. It's for your own good. Ha ha ha. When is it? That's never true, is it? Anyway, have fun.